This is St. Louis Public Radio. Ballpark Village made its debut this past baseball season. Several million visitors checked out the multi-level entertainment venue that's right next to Busch Stadium. But whether Ballpark Village is a success and whether it helps downtown depends on who you talk to. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at Ballpark Village's rookie season.
On Tuesday night before the World Series was over, Joe Smart spent the evening watching the Royals take on the Giants at Ballpark Village. Smart is hardly a newbie to the venue. He's visited the entertainment complex 15 times. So what brings Smart back over and over again?
Actually, I was kind of a fan of the AT&T rooftop and the Hall of Fame, how it all ties in. That was a great time, a lot of history. And plus, anyway, there's open bar up there, so it's a great time.
Smart was one of roughly 3 million people who visited Ballpark Village in its first season. The facility opened in March after years of delays and uncertainty, providing food, drink, and gargantuan television screens to the Cardinal faithful. Jim Watry, the chief operating officer for Ballpark Village, says his venue is providing a bit of fun before and after games.
You can come someplace and rally before the game, get something to eat, get some refreshments, and it also has it's a good place to celebrate after the game.
Watry says Ballpark Village provided a boost to hotels and other downtown attractions because it prompted out-of-town visitors to stay longer.
It only adds to what's going on downtown, and I think it brings people downtown and it's a catalyst for growth.
But not every downtown business feels it's enjoying the growth. After all, Ballpark Village is in competition with other bars and restaurants. One of those businesses is the Broadway Oyster Bar. Owner John Johnson says his eatery's bottom line is sturdy. He attributes his continued success to being unique.
We've got music, we've got Cajun Creole food, we've got a different vibe here.
But Johnson says some neighboring businesses aren't doing as well, and that bothers him, especially since his fellow business owners put their financial security on the line.
They're a family who put their life savings or their homes or that kind of thing up to have an establishment, and now that establishment is in trouble, is struggling because of Ballpark Village.
Amir Hawatma of Copia St. Louis says his Washington Avenue business is down 21% during lunch and happy hours. He says he expects competition, but not the level of Ballpark Village.
And I would presume in the state of Missouri, especially in St. Louis, money doesn't and sales don't get created out of nowhere. Those monies moved around, and that was the monies that got taken away from all the downtown St. Louis venues, being a bar and or a restaurant.
Not everybody sees the competition as a bad thing. Missy Kelly of Downtown STL Inc. says Ballpark Village should prompt bars and restaurants to be more aggressive in appealing to customers.
We watched the construction of Ballpark Village for a very long time, and I think that there were venues that prepared, and then there were venues that kind of wanted to see what would happen.
Kelly, though, says it'll be up to Ballpark Village to keep up the momentum, especially since baseball season is over and the venue won't be that new anymore.
Ballpark Village is going to find themselves in the same place that some of these older establishments find themselves in now, which is, okay, well, what do I do that is new and interesting to keep people coming down? There's no longer a guaranteed crowd.
For his part, Watry, the head of Ballpark Village, says he has a $1 million budget to keep people coming back until opening day. Then it'll be up to his establishment and downtown St. Louis businesses to duke it out during Ballpark Village's sophomore season. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.